everyone, and welcome to another episode of Farm to Table Podcast KE. On this episode, we will be talking about profitable entrepreneurship within the agricultural space, and we are joined by our guest, who is Mr. Bufo Are, who is the founder of Agri Market Square. And Mr. Bufo will be telling us about how he has been able to build a successful and profitable business within the agricultural space, and telling us about some of the challenges that are unique, especially to an African standpoint. Welcome. And today I am happy to be joined by Mr. Bufo Are. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really, really excited to be here today. I think this is my first podcast from Kenya.
Happy to be the first Kenyan to host you on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah.
So please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. So my name is Bufo Are. And everybody calls me Bufo. Mm-hmm. It's much easier for people who are not from Nigeria. It's a little bit easier to pronounce Bufo. Mm-hmm. So I've been in the agricultural space since practically almost all my life, but privately, I've been into it for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But being involved in the sector since 2013. Mm-hmm. In 2020, as a farmer, I used to be one of the biggest FADAMA program in the eastern part of Nigeria. Mm. Now, for those of your viewers who don't know what FADAMA program, it was a rural program that started for farmers, smallholder farmers, that was started by the federal government of Nigeria a while back. So I used to be in that program as well. Privately, I also had my fishery. I used to have a fish farm. And then in 2021, I co-founded Agri Market Square. Agri Market Square is an agricultural supply chain integration company. Our vision was to address critical issues of food security. We recognize a need to create markets for farmers individually. I co-founded this company with two other people, Mr. Mm. Izu and Mr. Energy. And we saw a need individually before we came together. We saw a need for a market because we were also farmers individually. And what had happened is that in some cases you would harvest, you have farmers who harvest, but at the time of harvest wouldn't have a market to, you know, sell most of these of the harvest. So you end up getting a lot of wastage and unfair prices, because as if you, for instance, if you have a perishable goods, what happens? If you take your goods to the market and you can't sell it because of the infrastructural deficit we have, in most cases, we don't have access to like a cold storage and things like that. You're now forced to sell at below market prices. Right. So we saw that need, and that was what birthed Agri Market Square. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I feel like that those kinds of challenges are not unique to Nigeria, because we have the same challenges in Kenya.
Yeah,
we experience a lot of food loss because of poor infrastructure, and also, the farmers end up being extremely exploited by the middlemen, where they buy the goods at a throwaway price just so that they don't have to lose entirely.
And that's why we came in. I'm sure we'll address this later on in the program. That's why we stepped into this market. That's why we founded Agri Market Square, was to address these challenges and to, in a way, address the fragmented supply chain when it comes to agriculture.
Right. And I feel like you've covered the motivation behind founding the company. So maybe just tell us a bit more about some of the services that you offer and how your services enable a more sustainable food system.
Okay. So we offer a comprehensive range of services and designed to support more sustainable food systems. And some of these services are we have a digital trading platform. This is our online marketplace that connects farmers directly with consumers and buyers, thereby eliminating the middlemen you spoke about a few minutes ago, and reducing post-harvest losses. We do this by providing farmers with direct access to outlets, and we empower them to set fair prices and reduce waste. So that's our digital platform in a nutshell. Then we also have our wholesale and retail outlets. Now we operate both wholesale and retail outlets, ensuring cost-effective access to agricultural products for our retailers and consumers. Now, this not only makes these products affordable, but also reduces, again, food waste, which is one of the big things we have in this agricultural space. As you just said, it's not just unique to Nigeria, it's practically all over the continent. In fact, it's actually globally. If you look at it, it's just that with Africa, we have our own unique infrastructural deficits that, we have to deal with.
Right.
Another channel will be the logistics. So we have the logistics part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Our logistics solutions include access to aggregation centers, storage facilities, efficient packaging, and reliable transportation options. We do this greatly in Agro Market Square by streamlining the movement of agricultural products. Right? With this, we reduce inefficiencies and lower the overall environmental impact of supply chain. That's basically what we do in logistics, right? Now, I'll touch a few things on this logistic part because, it's I think it's a big part of, the sustainable food system,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So efficient packaging is one of them. And I don't know about Kenya. I don't know that much about Kenya. I haven't visited. I hope I'm visiting probably sometime this year. So with this efficient packaging, we're all used to the way things are done, over the years. Let's take tomatoes for example. You stack up baskets of tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
and you load them into a truck, and then it's, you supply different places in the country where.
Right.
But what happens with this is that there's a lot of wastage to it, because when you stack these baskets up, they squash all these things and you have a lot of loss and a lot of wastage.
Yeah.
Now, without efficient packaging, we do crates these times, And I've seen a lot of people, not just all over the continent, also taking advantage of this. I've seen a few people, but I think we need to see more of this where we have, efficient packaging. So now we do crates where, you load up your crates and then it's locked in. Thereby, the crate on top is not touching any of the products. You get? So that is what we do, not just for tomatoes, but across all our products that we transport all over the country. And moving forward, we also have quality control. And mm-hmm. here we prioritize product quality and offer dedicated quality control support to ensure that products meet specific standards. We have our own catalog of what that specific standard is. And if it's not met, we don't move.
Right.
If it's not met, do not move on that product. We also offer insurance. We also connect people to insurance because, again, that's another big thing. And that's that part of the waste we have. And those are part of the price, why prices are always high. So we offer a range of insurance products, including crop and goods in transit insurance. And this also helps protect farmers and the supply chain from unexpected losses, which, again, because of our infrastructural deficit here and there, We tend to have that as well, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Then we have the export services. And this we do by offering locally sourced products with a focus on quality, variety, and affordability. All right. We support global customers and promote Nigerian agricultural products on the international stage. So that's our little a range of services that we provide at Agro Market School.
Well, I wouldn't call that little. It sounds like quite a comprehensive supply chain solution. You know, it touches, I feel, all parts of the supply chain, which is quite incredible. And speaking of it, that brings us to our next question, which is, what would you say in your experience have been the key things that have allowed you to run such a successful agricultural enterprise?
So running a successful agricultural enterprise requires a deep understanding of the sector, the agricultural sector, mm-hmm. and a commitment of overcoming these challenges, right? Because you have to have that commitment. Like, a lot of people are interested in agriculture, but are you committed to agriculture? For us at Agro Market Square, we're highly committed to agriculture. You know, so some of those key requirements, I think, require to have a successful agricultural enterprise is market access. So you have to have an access to reliable and diverse markets, and this is very crucial for success. Our platform provides this access by connecting farmers directly to buyers. Now, what that happens is that you also take care of those. For instance, I'm using Agro Market Square as an example in this now. So, you know, what that does is you are able to give fair prices to these farmers. Unlike where you have middlemen come in, take advantage of them, things like that. All right. That is one of the things, I think. Another thing is quality control. And we've gone through this, the efficient logistics, all that stuff. So I think it's very important that you have commitment for one of them. You have to be committed. So I think this is number one in everything you do, because you have people, and it's not just in the agricultural space. Anything that you're interested in, you have to come to a point where you're committed to it. Because if not, you're going to get through points in it where you're like, you know what, I don't think this is working, right? And you give up. But if you're committed, that means you are in it for the long run. You are in it for the right purpose. So you tend to, because it's not really, I know sometimes we try to make it seem like it's, you know, it's a walk in the park. It's not, you understand? And I think I'm happy that a lot of young people are coming into this and, you know, becoming a part of this, which is what we need, because we have a lot of people with amazing talents, amazing innovations happening with young people. So I think if they're able to step in and be committed, you know, it goes a long way in addressing some of these security issues that we have.
Yeah. And may I also just ask, the reverse of that question is, what are some of the unique challenges when it comes to running a profitable agricultural business? Because I'm sure there are some very unique challenges.
So yes, so a few things, I think. Number one, and I've harped on this a few times already, okay. So I hope this doesn't sound like an overkill. So I've harped on this a little bit, and one of them happened to be the infrastructural deficit we have to deal with. It's there, you know, no need of brushing past it or trying to make it seem like it's not there. I know it's there. One of them has to do with majorly infrastructure. Let's just take one part of that infrastructure out of it. So roads, your roads, most roads, especially in those farming areas, are not good, right? They're really not good. So what you have, what happens here is that you now have to maybe have, let's say from farm gate, you probably have like two or three cars bring out farm products because maybe the truck can't get into those areas. So you get maybe the old Dasuns that are able to go and transverse into these areas and bring out those products. So you have that. Right. Now, let's now go into another part of this. Let's go into like, let's see, internet penetration in certain areas.
Right.
So let's say, so you're given access, like AgroMarket Square right now, we have an online platform. But without that internet penetration to certain areas, then you don't have, you don't get those.
Those farmers cannot access.
You don't get to that, Exactly. Now with this also, you have multiple issues here because then you're now talking with this internet, you're now talking about financial inclusion as well, because are they able to bank? Because in those areas, you might not get banks that are willing to go to those areas because you don't have that kind of penetration in terms of internet or, you know, or Wi-Fi or whatever. So you don't have that. Then comes the part of financial inclusion, you get? And that financial inclusion adds to other things, not just the banking, like, okay, go put in my money or bring out my money. You're now talking about loans. How do these people get loans to do better, to scale up, you know? Right. So things like that. So I think these are two, there are a lot of them, but I think these are one of the few that I know that we deal with quite a lot.
Right, right. And again, these are not unique challenges because even in Kenya, I would say the rural areas are some of the ones with the worst roads. And also, I would like to give, though the Kenyan government has done quite a good job when it comes to internet connectivity, I feel like we are probably one of the most well internet connected countries in Africa, if not the world. But a lot more will be done.
And you know, I don't want to seem like it's all doom and gloom, you know, but I feel like a lot of governments, including Nigerian government, is doing a lot in that space, in the sense that they are now addressing these things. Because as we move forward, I think most governments are now realizing that, yes, this is a problem. Yes, this is what's needed. And yes, this is also good for the country's GDP. So, you know, these things are happening. We're having more penetration in certain areas. A lot of people are now building these roads to these farming communities. So yes, they're doing a lot. But again, we also have to push them to also do more, right?
We can always do better. That's true. So adding on to that, onto the business aspects, what roles, I know we've spoken a bit more about what the government can do, but can we speak about like what can businesses do? So those are private businesses, other private sector stakeholders. What roles do you think they can play in making our food systems more sustainable?
So I actually think that like businesses and private sector stakeholders could do it, to play a huge role in making, you know, our food systems more sustainable. Now you have to understand, the way I take it is this, you know, the government is there to make, you know, conducive environments for businesses, right? And that business is both agriculture. And that's another thing, you know, I think we also have to get to the stage where everybody sees agriculture as a business.
Right?
Because that helps a lot when you see it as a business, as opposed to how people, a lot of people also see it as just, oh, they're just farming, you know, and you think about just the hoe and the cutlass. No, it's a business, right? So I think they can play a very big, so they should even, the private sector should play like a huge role when it comes to making food systems more sustainable. And some of those ways I think is like, to innovate, that's number one. Remember when I spoke about young people being involved? That was what I had in mind, the innovation when it comes to it. So this includes like investing in research and development, because with that you can create like sustainable farming practices, efficient supply chains, and eco-friendly packaging. So that's number one. And shout out to a few people. I know someone like Benny Mazuri. I met him recently in the AGRF in Tanzania. He's doing wonderful things. Someone like Nemeka, he owns Cold Hub. They do solar cold rooms. So that's really, really great. So a lot of people. So I think innovation is one of them. That's where the private sector can come in. Promoting sustainability.
Right.
So this is just advocating for you know, sustainable practices within their operations, such as reducing waste and adopting eco-friendly packaging. I read somewhere of a guy that uses a company that uses cassava to make plastic bags. So these are things we need. These are sustainable, you know, packagings, eco-friendly packagings, packages we need. There's I know I probably say a lot about Nigeria, but that's where I know very well. So there's this farmers market that just opened in Lekki. They're doing everything is supposed to be eco-friendly there, so they're doing very good. Another thing is collaboration. So we need to collaborate with government agencies, NGOs, businesses to address these systemic challenges and to promote, again, promote sustainable food systems collectively. And this is a big one for me, to tell you the truth, this collaboration. The reason why is that recently I was in Tanzania, like I just mentioned, for the AGRF, and I was able to meet like amazing people. I met amazing people and we're able to collaborate. We sat down, we spoke how things are in the different countries, because again, you know, most of them hadn't, I hadn't been to most of the countries there, they hadn't been to some of the countries. So we're able to collaborate. We actually formed a group, funny enough. And now we're talking practically almost every week, talking, you know, looking at ways where we can collaborate in our different ecosystems, you know, things like that. So I think collaboration goes a big way too. Another thing is to educate the consumers. You know, we have to raise awareness among consumers about the importance of sustainable food choices and provide information about sustainable products. So this education goes both ways, not just to consumers, but also to the farmers as well. Because in most, we're, sometimes we're stuck in our ways where we're like, okay, this is the way we've done it. This is the way my ancestors did it. This is the way my father did it. So I'm gonna do it this way, right? So we need to educate them of better ways of doing things, right? Another big one has to be technology, investing in technology. We have to also leverage technology to enhance traceability, efficiency, and sustainability throughout the supply chain. You know, so that's big for us. Now, for Agro Market Square, this is big for us because we have invested in technology as much as our infrastructure could allow us. We geotag all our farms just for traceability. Right. We employ efficiency in our logistics system. You know, that way we're not wasting, you know, we're not, our footprint on this, on the environment is not that huge. So we optimize our logistics system to allow for that.
Okay.
So last one will have to be the support for farmers. So we have to provide support for these farmers. We have to give them the resources, help them, like I just mentioned, help them adopt to sustainable practices and access to fair markets. Now I think by taking these actions, business and private sector stakeholders can drive positive change and contribute to the transformation of our food system into a more sustainable and resilient model.
Right. And I agree with all of those. And something that I always say on this podcast is that the best part of doing this has been just witnessing the various innovations that are going into agriculture and by the young people and also by just people from different sectors. So what would you say are your parting shots?
So for parting shots, again, is, you know, I think we need to collaborate across the different ecosystems, across the different private sectors, NGO, because as we come together, right, we're able to create lasting change. So I think we all need to, including across the different countries, not just in one ecosystem, not just like in Nigeria. I mean, like Nigeria should be reaching out to the Kenyans, Kenyans should be reaching out to Tanzanians, everybody. So we need to come together and see this as one, you know, as one ecosystem. Because with these collaborations, we're able to make impactful changes in their cultural ecosystem. So that's what I want to see, more collaborations. Yeah.
Right, right. And to be honest, that has been a recurring theme throughout the podcast, is a lot of the guests that I have do want to collaborate. And I'm really happy that I can get to be a part of the collaboration by just getting the word out, you know, and spreading the word about the different people, the different innovations, and yeah, play a small part in the in this industry.
And thank you for playing that part. I think your podcast goes a long way in doing that. Because in some cases, someone might hear this podcast and say, oh, you know what? I think I like Agro Market Square. Can I get his information so I could collaborate and things like that, so we can, you know, bandy about ideas. So I'm all open for that.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So thank you so much, Mr. Bofo Are, for being a guest on this show.
Thank you for having me.
I know I'm butchering your name, but...
No, you did it quite well. Bofo, yeah.
Thank you. I'm sure my guests have learned a lot, and especially in terms of how to run a profitable agricultural enterprise. And yeah, thank you for the wisdom that you've shared with us today. And please let us know when you open a Agro Market Square in Kenya, and we'd be happy to again collaborate.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. This was really, really informative in my end. On my side. So thank you for having me as well.
And as usual, if you would like to be a future guest of the podcast, or if you would like a more personalized conversation, feel free to reach out to me at farmtotablepod@gmail.com or on social media at farmtotablepodcastke on Instagram or farmtotablepodcast on Twitter. Till next time. Farm to Table Podcast KE is a proud member of the Nitty Grit Podcast Network of the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Check out the network for more shows on food and drink.